Some services, they affect us only, our chanting. But some services affect others also. Say if we are offering our deity worship or offering yoga on behalf of the community of devotees. And if we don't do it well in proper consciousness, will Krishna not accept and will everyone else be affected by that? In bhakti, the defining principle on which you should operate is anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya vachana. Accept that which is favorable and reject that which is unfavorable. And in general, anything that disheartens us in bhakti is unfavorable. Anything that encourages us in bhakti is favorable. So the same thought, for example, I am so fallen. This one thought can actually evoke a radically different response in you. And I am so fallen, if the focus is that, therefore I need Krishna desperately. And so I should practice bhakti more intensely. So such thinking of I am so fallen is favorable, anukula, that should be accepted because it intensifies, it stimulates us to take shelter of Krishna. But sometimes the mind is so cunning that in I am so fallen, the focus shifts from the fallen to I. And oh I. And then we end up with self-pity. Feeling sorry for ourselves. Self-pity is not humility. Self-pity is actually self-centeredness. Humility essentially is the foundation for Krishna-centeredness. So if we find that the thought that I am fallen, disheartening me in bhakti. Okay, I may fallen, still I can serve Krishna. I can do the service of Krishna and gradually by that I can get purified. So let me focus on Krishna, not on myself. So similarly, when we are doing some services and thinking that okay, this is a service that is responsible not just for my own spiritual growth but also for the spiritual health of the whole community. I have to worship the deity on behalf of the whole community. I have to offer bhoga on the whole behalf of the whole group of devotees. If that makes us more sober and makes us more prayerful and makes us, I will not be feeling devotional, but see, I'll try to cultivate devotional mood and I'll try to serve Krishna. See, Krishna doesn't just see our feelings. Krishna sees our feelings about our feelings. Krishna sees our feelings about our feelings. It means that there are certain feelings that just come automatically in us. Prakasham cha pravrittim cha moham eva cha pandava na dveshti sam pravrittani na niruttani kaamshin daasina vadaasina asattam teshu karmasa gune yona vishadate gunavartan tityeva yoga tishthati nehendate. In 14.21, Arjuna asks Krishna, how do I know who has transcended the moon? Kailinda isti mudanita atito bhavati. And in response, Krishna tells him 14.22.23 that he gives the list of the characteristics of three modes. Prakasham cha pravrittim cha moham eva cha pandava. Prakash is the characteristics of goodness. Prakash is illumination. Pravritti is action. That is the characteristics of passion. And moham, illusion, is the characteristics of ignorance. And Krishna says these three characteristics, na dveshti sam pravrittani. When they come, one doesn't resent them. And when they go away, na vidishtam na niruttani kaamshin. One doesn't crave for them when they go away. Or understand, okay, these are because of material nature. Udaasina vadaasina gunairyo na vichalati. These are all because of the modes. Sometimes we feel very peaceful, introspective. Sometimes we feel, chukar dikhana hai. I want to do something. What is this? Just sitting and thinking about philosophy, chanting. We should do something. And sometimes we think, ultimately, Krishna is the doer. He will do everything. Why do I need to do anything? So, this is ignorance. So our mind will go through various emotions like this. Krishna says, but what does a transcendental person do? Udaasina vadaasina gunairyo na vicharayati. One doesn't shake. One understands this, all the shaking of the mind is happening because of guna vartanta ityeva. It's happening because of the modes. Yo ava tishthati neengate. One is steadily situated, it is not shaken. Such a person is transcendental. So what I mean by that is, in our context, there are certain feelings which come in our consciousness irrespective of, without our doing anything about it. Sometimes we just feel bored.
Sometimes we feel burdened. Sometimes we feel irritated.
So that these emotions are just coming to us. So at that time,
our feelings about our feelings.
That means, Krishna, I'm feeling bored, but I don't want to feel bored.
I'm serving.
I want to serve. This is an important service. I want to be prayerful. I want to be grateful. So if we at least try to cultivate that intention, Krishna appreciates that.
So Krishna sees not just our feelings, that means what is coming into our consciousness without our wanting it or without us cultivating it. Krishna sees our feelings about our feelings. How are we responding? So if we think, oh, this is an important service, that the community's health is dependent on it, therefore let me do it seriously. And then Krishna, please give me proper consciousness. If you do it, that way Krishna will appreciate that. Even if our mood is not devotional entirely, but at least we are striving to be devotional, Krishna appreciates that. And by that, we make spiritual advancement. And it is not that Krishna is a God who is waiting to catch us doing wrong. Hey, you did this wrong, now I will punish you for this. And Krishna's purpose is not to catch us when we do wrong. Krishna's purpose is to catch us when we fall. His purpose is to catch us when we fall. He is there to help us rise. He is not there to punish us when we do wrong. So, when we have this vision that Krishna is a helpful God, not a vengeful God. He is a helpful God. So, when we have that vision, then we will always be encouraged. And we will be able to cultivate an emotional mood and do our services responsibly.